16 months after it was first announced, the federal government carbon price is now in place, sending the political campaign about the scheme into overdrive. Government and opposition MPs will spend the next fortnight pushing their points of view around the country. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
From the government, it'll be a message of reassurance.
This is a reform that is perfectly manageable, one that is a responsible thing to do. It'll see Australia play its fair part in international efforts to tackle climate change, and we're doing it in a way that millions of households will be better off.
The Climate Change Minister, Greg Conway, will be among a host of government MPs hitting the road in the next couple of weeks, emphasising the compensation on offer for low and middle-income earners. The Greens leader, Christine Milne, says she understands the need to explain the assistance, but would prefer to see as much attention on the environmental benefits.
I genuinely think people are worried about global warming, and if they understood how this whole package addresses that problem, they would be a lot more enthusiastic about it.
The opposition's promising a comprehensive campaign of its own over the next fortnight to bolster its promise to repeal the package if it wins the next election.
This is an important time to be with the people, to talk to them about their concerns.
The opposition's environment spokesman Greg Hunt says the impact on the community will only grow.
This is the first day of the rest of our lives, and a tax which starts at $23 a tonne is designed to go up to $37 a tonne by 2020 and continue on the government's own modelling to $350 a tonne. Whether you call it a carbon tax or an emissions trading scheme, it's an electricity tax, and as a consequence of that, it hurts our comparative advantage as a nation. It does enormous damage to our manufacturing. It does enormous damage to the budgets of families, but it doesn't do the job, and that's why if you focus directly on reducing emissions by using the market to find the lowest cost reductions rather than taxing the whole economy, you can get the job done.
One of the independents who helped to create the scheme, Rob Oakeshott, says the toxic nature of the political debate is a significant threat to the scheme's future.
Frankly, it's going to come down to good Liberals either changing the policy position that the Liberal parties now hold or changing the leader if they are not willing to change.
And yet we've got Tony Abbott promising a two-week virtually election-style campaign, ramping it up this weekend, saying very clearly that they will repeal this package as the first item of business under a coalition government. There's a long way for the events that you'd like to see happening, isn't there?
No, because I know that there are good Liberals now who are very uncomfortable with the position that the Liberal Party currently holds.
He says the government too still has plenty of work to do.
The key to the success of this is getting confidence in the marketplace and, in my view, international linking, and there's two steps still to come. So I think we've done good work up till now, but it all fails unless there are big bets made by big players, and they will only do that where there is a confidence in the market. And that will only happen when the politics settles down.
The independent MP Rob Oakeshott ending Naomi Woodley's report.